I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The Kentucky Football Wildcats do not play this Saturday, and it's probably just as well, since they haven't tasted victory since week two of the season. And now their starting quarterback is so banged up, he may not be able to take snaps against Arkansas a week from this Saturday. Now, all of this is happening as the men's basketball season is about to get cranked up. Joining me once again to talk all things UK is LEX Sports anchor Keith Farmer. Hello again, Keith.
Hey, Alan, and a little happy birthday to you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Let's start with the football team since they're actually in the season. 2-3 now, and they're in a bye week, and we're really not sure about the status of Sawyer Smith going into this.
Yeah, we really aren't. I really wonder how much we really knew about him headed into that South Carolina game, because he just seemed like he was trying to tough it out. And maybe he kept it from the coaches. Maybe he just wanted to be out there so bad, wanted to do as much as he could that, you know, he may have kept something. We don't know that for sure. But, you know, Coach Stoops is pretty honest with us. I got to say, he's one of the coaches that's always been that way. And so I'd like to believe he was maybe not 100%, but definitely ready to go. It's tough to see. And so now it becomes, you know, what's the option? Is it going to be Walker Wood, who has never taken a snap at Kentucky yet, or is it going to be Lynn Bowden, who's your wide receiver, your Mr. Do-It-Everything, punt return, kick return, and now he's going to be running your quarterback. So it could be either one, and we'll see if it can be successful, because we haven't seen that for sure yet other than one drive.
Yeah, and looking at the schedule of games ahead, this is almost a must-win against Arkansas. You go into – if you win that one, you're 3-3. If you're going to get to a bowl game and get to 6-6, you got to have this one.
Yeah, now you start looking. Now that things have gone the way they have, you start looking at how can we go bowling. And I think you're right. This is one of those. They have to get four more wins at least to be able to go bowling. And I think this is one of those that, yes, it's a must-win. You have to get it. Arkansas has been horrible this year, although they did play Texas A&M pretty well last time out. This is one you've got to get on top of three more that you can kind of pinpoint down the line in the schedule.
All right, so moving on now with the men's basketball team. This past Tuesday was media day. Your thoughts and impressions about what you heard and saw from this group?
I tell you, from everything I've seen the two times I've been around them, photo day, media day, they're already like, you know, brothers. I mean, it's really strange how well this team gets along. And I know a lot of people bring that up each year. Oh, we get along better than last year. But this one just seems so much different. I mean, you see Tyrese Maxey and Khalil Whitney having so much fun together, cutting up. And, you know, they're leaders, but they're not taking over where – Aston Hagans, Emmanuel Quickley, Nick Richards, and E.J. Montgomery are going to be leaders. So I think they're going to be able to bounce off each other pretty well. The only thing may come like when you have a little adversity and how are they going to handle that? That I don't know for sure, but I really think this team has a lot of talent. I think it's got great players at each position and maybe even a little bit of depth at each position. And I just think it's going to be a fun team to watch. There's reason to be, you know, very, very happy about what could be ahead for this team this year.
Now, Coach Cal did sort of lament the fact that he doesn't have what you would call a low post beast, but he does have E.J. Montgomery. He has Nate Sestina and also Nick Richards. Obviously, he's going to be looking for big seasons out of all three of those.
Of course, yeah. And that is the thing, is that they are thin down low. I think all three of those guys can post up and make moves down low. I think EJ and Nate can definitely take you out to about 15 feet and knock down some shots. So I think they can still do some great things. I just think that it's one of those things you don't want to see your big guys get into a lot of foul trouble.
He also talked about a possible three-guard lineup.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Three-point guard lineup. That's what's really wild about it. You can see Aston Hagans, Emmanuel Quickley, and Tyrese Maxey all on the floor at the same time. And just the things that could create. He said you give up a little bit, which he probably means defense. One of those guys is going to have to guard a small forward. But then you talk about the things that you gain is three guys that can handle the ball so well, and all of them can shoot it. So now you're talking, and they can penetrate and dish. So you're talking about some really special things that could happen if they try that. I think he said the last time they did it, it was Jamal Murray, Isaiah Briscoe, and Tyler Ulis. And so that could be a lot of fun, seeing three guys handle the ball like that on the floor.
Now, we did get some comments from Coach Cal where he was reflecting on the first 10 years as UK's coach and then, you know, talking about projecting ahead the next 10 years. So it's almost like a chapter that he's kind of starting to write a new chapter with this particular team.
Yeah, and you know, the funny thing I thought about that when I heard him say, you know, now we've got to get better in the 10 years. How can we improve as coaches and a staff? And when he's talking about 10 years ahead, I'm like, wow, this is really strange because he was kind of like, I can't be in this job for 10 years or more. And here he is, he's going into year 11. And now here he goes, you know, talking about 9 more, 10 more years, you know. And so who knows how long Coach Cal is going to be around. But I found that kind of interesting. And the fact that, like I said, he wants to get this team improving, this program improving even more than it already is, which is, I guess that means more championships, which fans would love.
All right. Big Blue Madness is a week from Friday. Not exactly a practice per se, but it's the first official one. And then you'll have the blue-white scrimmage a few days after that.
Yeah, you know how it is. You really don't learn too much from Big Blue Madness. You get to see them on the floor for the first time for the most part. You get to see them go up and down, throw down some dunks, take some shots. But I think you're really going to learn more when you see them go through blue-white. Even then, that's when they don't quite you know, go hard because they don't want to get anybody injured, but you still see a little bit more in the way they may play, the way they may try and put players together, the mixture they put together in a starting five or a second five, that kind of thing.
Our guest has been LEX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great weekend, Keith.
Thanks, Alan. You too.